Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, could you give us an update on the Health Subcommittee?
On Tuesday, the Energy and Commerce Committee's Health Subcommittee, which I chair, conducted a hearing on how Americans pay for long-term care. Long-term care now costs the American people about $340 billion annually. It is estimated that about half of seniors need help with multiple daily activities. And so, as our population continues to get older on average, the cost of this need will only grow more expensive and burdensome, straining the finances of Medicare and Medicaid alike. Medicare pays for acute and post-acute care, including skilled nursing facility services and short-term home health services. But it is Medicaid that is the largest payer of long-term care in the country.
Could you give us an update on Medicaid?
Well, Medicaid is the largest health insurance program on earth. More than 83 million Americans are covered by Medicaid. That's more than six times as many people as live in Pennsylvania, 25 million more than are covered by Medicare. About half of births in the United States each year are paid for by Medicaid. Medicaid has now been law for 50 years, and so it is an appropriate time to ask if it is working. In the next decade, Medicaid spending is set to double, and Medicaid is already the fastest growing spending item in most state budgets. According to the Congressional Budget Office, by the year 2030, the entire federal budget will go towards entitlements, health care spending plus Social Security, and service on the debt, leaving no funding for scientific research or roads or bridges or anything else. We'll have to keep borrowing more money. We know for a fact that a lot of this money is wasted. According to a Government Accountability Office report, last year some $17 billion of Medicaid money was improperly paid, an error rate of 6.7%. And that means that nearly seven out of every $100 spent by Medicaid is wasted. Every dollar of waste is a dollar that is not spent helping someone in need. Just imagine what we could do with $17 billion, how much better you or the private sector could spend it.
Have you been working to fix this?
Yes. With that thought in mind, the House passed a bill to improve Medicaid to eliminate waste. The bill would do that by ensuring that Medicaid doesn't pay health providers who have been terminated for fraud or poor quality. This will not only save taxpayers millions of dollars, but it will ensure that the most vulnerable patients get quality care. The bill will also help Medicaid recipients find doctors who can help them by making states publish an online directory of Medicaid participating doctors. Improving Medicaid helps the taxpayer, helps the poor, helps the senior in need of long-term care. The status quo threatens not only our other spending priorities, like roads and bridges, but the well-being of the 83 million of our friends and neighbors who rely on Medicaid. We owe it to them to keep Medicaid healthy.
Did you listen to the Texas case before the Supreme Court?
I was at a committee hearing during the arguments, but this case is a highly important case, the first major litigation of abortion restrictions before the Supreme Court in about a decade. Texas, like many states, has decided to regulate abortion clinics the way they regulate hospitals and other health facilities. Abortion supporters claim that abortion is health care, but they want a special set of rules. They don't want to be regulated equally. So the court has to decide whether these regulations constitute an undue burden on someone seeking an abortion. This standard is found nowhere in the Constitution, but was invented by the court in the notorious Planned Parenthood versus Casey ruling. The Casey decision struck down a Pennsylvania law I helped write that required married women seeking abortions to notify their husbands of their intention to do so. This law was common sense, but the court fabricated a constitutional principle out of thin air in clear contradiction to the will of Pennsylvania on this aspect of the law. And I hope that the court will undo this disastrous and illogical decision.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
I do. Last week, Cocalico Middle School students held a fundraiser for Penn State Hershey Children's Hospital. They succeeded in raising $23,000, which is $3,000 more than they raised last year. Pennsylvanians all over the state donated over $4.3 million to help sick children. And the 16th Congressional District contributed generously, and it didn't take government action. Pennsylvanians just did it because it was the right thing to do. It is just one more everyday example of voluntary acts of charity with which government simply cannot compete.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.